Peter Beaumont on the line from Cairo. What's the latest, Peter?
The latest is, I mean, it's pitch battles going on all across the city. I'm actually at the Semiramis Hotel, which is near the city centre. I've walked from Mohandas, which is an area some distance away with a large crowd of demonstrators. Every time we came to one of the bridge crossings on the Nile, we got hit with gas. I mean, they're just chucking large amounts of gas canister at people and breaking people up. However, there's a pitch battle going on right now on the bridge outside this hotel, which is the Casa Nile Bridge. There are police actually on the bridge trying to hold back the demonstrators, and it's white with gas. But the demonstrators are pushing the police back, and it looks, I mean, we've just been told here that the hotel doors have been locked to protect the tourists who are inside. I mean, the chants that we're hearing today from a very, very mixed crowd are things like, "Egyptians, Egyptians, come down and join us." And many are. I mean, I saw old ladies. I spoke to a university professor. I spoke to an NGO worker. I mean, all walks of life are out there today. And at the beginning, it seemed as though the police had been given orders not to have violent confrontations at first with the demonstrators where I was. You know, there were negotiations and conversations. But, you know, as soon as they tried to cross the bridge, the police started throwing gas from the overpass above us. And what can I say? The whole city centre is just covered in smoke. There's something burning near Tahrir Square. I have no idea what it is. And it's just quite remarkable.
We heard from Jack and Human Rights Watch that some of the protesters are trying to sort of plead with the police to join them. Have you seen any signs?
Yes, I have seen that. They're saying to the police, join us. And on the other side, where I've been today, when young men have picked up bricks and stones, older members of the crowd, particularly women, start chanting, peaceful, peaceful. There was a kid with a bag of rocks. He had it taken off him. People are intervening to try and make sure that the demonstration stays as peaceful as possible. And that's what I've seen from where I've been all morning.
Have you seen any sign of the police wobbling, though?
The police were wobbling on the bridge a moment ago. I mean, where I was earlier, there were enough police to block the bridge crossings. But outside this hotel, you know, all you can see is a whole crowd of people blocking the bridge. And about 10 minutes ago, the last time I looked, they were pushing the police back along the bridge.
Any more word on El Baradei?
No, he was apparently at the mosque. I mean, I know Jack saw him. He was there for about 15 minutes, got very, very heavily gassed, and then he left after that, saying that, you know, this is a disgraceful situation. I'm a Nobel laureate, and this is how they treat me. And I think he speaks for a lot of people.
Okay, Peter, thanks a lot.
Is that all right?